VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The community of Gilroy, California, continues to work to recover from a deadly shooting at its popular garlic festival that killed three young people this past weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The mayor of Gilroy is vowing to help the city recover.
The trauma, the anger that we all feel, we need to be able to process that so that we can move on.
State Senator Bill Monning also spoke at a community vigil to honor the injured and the dead, two young children and a man in his 20s.
No errant, mentally ill person is going to take the strength of Gilroy away from Gilroy.
The gunman, whose grandfather had been a county official, urged his followers on Instagram to read a book popular with white supremacists. The FBI says it's reviewing his postings on social media, including images sent from the festival before he fired into the crowd and was shot to death by police. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
At least 52 inmates in a Brazilian prison were killed during a riot in northern Brazil Monday. The superintendent of the Altamira prison in Para State said 16 of the 52 inmates who died were decapitated. It took officials about 5 hours to end the clashes that began after one gang infiltrated another part of the jail. The count of victims still could rise after authorities finished searching all areas involved. The incident was reminiscent of riots in May, when 55 inmates were killed in gang-related violence at four prisons in the neighboring state of Amazonas. Human rights groups have accused the government of Brazil of doing little to deal with the country's notoriously troubled and overcrowded prisons. The prison population swelled from about 500,000 inmates a decade ago to an estimated 841,000 just last year. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Islamic State terror group's self-declared caliphate may be dead, but its